The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says Takfiri groups close to Wahhabism are sowing discord among Muslims to divert attention from the issue of Palestine. Addressing the participants at the 33rd International Quran Competition, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said the collaboration of some governments with Arabian powers amounts to treachery. Iran and Croatia have signed an agreement and a memorandum of understanding aimed at bolstering cooperation. The documents were signed in the presence of the country's presidents. Croatian President Kolinda Grabar-Kitarović heads a high-ranking politico-economic delegation on her three-day visit to Iran. Israeli forces have detained several Palestinians, including two senior Hamas officials, in raids across the occupied West Bank. The arrests come a day after Palestinian lawmaker and Hamas official Abdel Jaber Fouaha was beaten violently at his home in Ramallah before being taken away by Israeli forces. At least two people have been killed and seven others injured in a bomb blast in the south of the Iraqi capital Baghdad. The explosion ripped through a local market in the Dora neighborhood. Five others were injured when another bomb went off in Baghdad's southern Madain district. U.S. Democratic hopeful Bernie Sanders has defeated Hillary Clinton in Oregon's presidential primaries, but narrowly lost to her in Kentucky. 61 and 55 delegates are up for grabs in Oregon and Kentucky, respectively. On the Republican side, Donald Trump won Oregon's 28 delegate votes. Brazilians have staged a rally in the capital of Brasilia to protest against the cabinet lineup of the acting president. Michel Temer named an all-male cabinet last week, eliminating a number of cabinet positions, including the Ministry of Women. The move was described as a step backwards in terms of gender equality. And the death toll from flash floods in Sri Lanka has risen to 35. More than 150 people are also feared dead as a flood-triggered landslide buried three villages in a remote area in the South Asian country. The flooding has forced nearly 200,000 people out of their homes.